When I was a student, all of us women felt a responsibility to show we were fit for higher education. Women had only recently been allowed in. We wondered if we should be joining the militant suffragettes, but chose to follow the law and get our degrees. Our first woman professor, Edith J. Morley, who taught English at Reading, was part of the suffrage movement. Bailiffs would take her silver teapot when she refused to pay her taxes, but her supporters would buy it back for her. She'd give speeches downtown on Court Street on themes like no taxation without representation. The Censor of Discipline taught women freshers the behavioural rules. As president of the Women's Students' Union, I went to ask her not to chaperone the mixed hockey 11, but was emphatically turned down. In the Sculling Society, women weren't allowed to row. We were restricted to mild sculling on the Sonning Reach. Our long skirts didn't work with sliding seats, and we couldn't deviate from the uniform.